A couple of weeks ago when I did an opening, my topic was on steadfastness, and more directly, being steadfast and unwavering in God's word and the truth that is in it. Yes, it's true that God wants us to stay rooted in his word and have knowledge of him so we can know his will. And therefore, with the help of the Holy Spirit, we can live a life that is pleasing to God. But let us not just read God's word simply for the sake of knowledge. Without action or fruitfulness, that knowledge is useless. So we have to let our knowledge just not to be a collection of facts, but we need to ask the Holy Spirit to bring us wisdom and understanding of that knowledge, for which he will enlighten us to the will of God for our life. Then we need the Holy Spirit to give us an eager willingness to do the will of God that is being revealed. Then we need to ask God to send the Holy Spirit to deliver the power of God so we can live a life worthy of the Lord. In these things, you can't have one without the other. It's kind of a package deal. We need to do all of these steps, not just a few or sometimes. So I was going to look at a few examples out of the Old Testament. And in the Old Testament, the power of God came to the Israelites either individually or as a nation, a lot of times to conquer an enemy or deliver a message or get a construction project going. And I'd just like to read from 2 Chronicles 27, and I'll start at verse 2, and I'll take it through to end of verse 6. It's talking about the Jotham, the king of Judah at that time, after Israel was split. He became powerful in the Lord in his construction and military victories and prosperity. And why? Well, let's read what it has to say. So Jotham, he did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, just as his father Uzziah had done. But unlike him, he did not enter the temple of the Lord. Their people, however, continued their corrupt practices. But Jotham was faithful, and he rebuilt the upper gate of the temple of the Lord and did extensive work on the wall at the hill of Ophel. He built towns in the Judean hills and forts and towers in the wooded areas. Jotham made war on the king of the Ammonites and conquered them. That year the Ammonites paid him 100 talents of silver, 10,000 cores of wheat, and 10,000 cores of barley. The Ammonites bought him the same amount also in the second and third year. Jotham grew powerful because he walked steadfastly before the Lord his God. Well, that's what the person who wrote about that king had to say about him. So that's where the power comes from. The power comes from God, and he was faithful, and that's why he was able to receive that. So we have to remember the power of God only comes upon us if we are about to do something that is God's will. And we have to constantly ask God to enlighten us of his will day by day. King David often asked God to show him his will and to rescue him from his enemies. So let's go into Psalms. We'll read what King David wrote there in Psalm 143, 8 through 12. Let the morning bring me word of your unfailing love, for I have put my trust in you. Show me the way I should go, for to you I lift up my soul. Rescue me from my enemies, O Lord, for I hide myself in you. Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. May your good spirit lead me on level ground. For your name's sake, O Lord, preserve my life. In your righteousness, bring me out of trouble. For in your unfailing love, silence my enemies, destroy all my foes, for I am your servant. And that's why David was called a man after God's own heart, because he earnestly wanted to know and to do God's will. In the New Testament, the power of God was sent to give strength and endurance for patience, love, joyfulness, and thanksgiving in all things. Paul writes to the Philippians, which he wrote when he was in jail, so he told them where the source of his contentment and power came from, and his endurance, where he drew his strength. So in Philippians 4, verses 12 and 13, we find Paul in jail, but he still writes, starting at verse 12, I know what it is to be in need, and I know what I have, know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do everything through him who gives me strength. Everything. So he's sitting in jail and still telling everybody how he can do everything, but that everything is God's will. So yeah, that's what I had written here. Everything that God, that Paul is talking about was only from God's will, and he get his, and his contentment came from his unity with the risen, exalted Christ. And in James, we'll read that right away, James 5, verse 16, James tells us there's the power that comes through the prayers of the righteous. We'll read that. James 5, verse 16. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayers of a righteous man is powerful and effective. Now, after reading that, I have to ask the question, have I confessed all my sins to God? Which leads me to the next question. Is there the power of God in my prayers? I think this is an examination we all have to do daily. I can't tell you what God has planned for you or show you a roadmap of exactly how God's will was set out for your life, but I can tell you, if you have an eager willingness to do God's will, explore the Word to know God, and yield your life to Him, His plan will be revealed, and the power to complete the race will be given in overwhelming abundance. Then all we have to do is step out in faith, and the battle will already have been won. I'll leave you with some more words of Paul. He wrote to the Colossians in Colossians 1, verse 9 through 14. Since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you and asking God to fill you with the knowledge of his will through all spiritual wisdom and understanding. And we pray this in order that you may live a worthy life of the Lord and may please him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience, and joyfully giving thanks to the Father, who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in the kingdom of light. For he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption and forgiveness of sins.